Hey, Suzanne, welcome back.
Hey, and hey, folks. Thank you for sticking with us today for All Around Azure, talking about DevOps. Now, we discussed a lot of things around DevOps, around securing your application, how you deploy it, how you can collaborate, all these kinds of things. But we haven't touched yet on operating the software in the cloud. Now, my name is Suzanne Daniels. I'm Developer Engagement Lead here at Microsoft. And let's take a look at our company, Tailwind Traders. Now, they went through all these changes, but they are not quite there yet. So what we are going to discuss are the topics they were thinking about to improve their operations and scale their operations in the cloud. There needs to be an incident responsible, so a person who you can call and will actually respond when you have a problem. We do not want to rely on humans too much when we don't need that. So no magic people, no machines. And repetitive tasks, well, we must automate them where possible. And why they came to these insights, we will touch upon that shortly. So if you look at the whole DevOps cycle and all the elements we discussed, there's this one thing which is key to make it unnecessary complex and unnecessary time consuming and less dependent on humans, and that is automation. Also, of course, when you talk about resolving incidents. So let's dive into the story which happened. So the website went down, oh no. So the super fancy senior IT admin, he moved on elsewhere. He had another role, moved to a different company, and he's gone. And the website went down just after cleaning up his accounts. Everything just started to fail. So what happened then? Well, the emails went out. The notifications went out. We just learned how to do notifications. Well, the channels were full of notifications. But no one is responsible for acting on those. And it's tough figuring out who should be responsible when you have some random authentication issues. So as time goes by, eventually it is solved. But well, it took some trouble, right? That was not the situation you want to be in, right? So after that facepalm, you could wonder how this was even possible, right? So oftentimes, alert tooling is used for many purposes. This is a result, alert fatigue, you can call it. So people get lots of email, get lots of notifications, and they just do not pay attention anymore. And also people who are responsible should receive those results, those notifications, that output. Also, informational, that is not something you want to send out to people. And also, not alerts on heartbeat or logging. That is maybe not something you want to wake up people for as a trigger. So if you look at incident notifications, they should be specifically directed. They should be actionable. It should be clear. What do you need to do? And they should only be sent out when it requires any human intervention. So let's take a look. What happened? So the previous engineer, he went for a new role, right? She went for a new role. Several components of our app infrastructure was somehow tied to that account. Our site, and with that, our business went down, and we rely on that. We do not want to move. We want to move to solve this authentication centrally and let go of passwords, keys, tokens. We want to remove the dependencies on human accounts, and we need to keep the secrets just what they are, secrets in a central place and be able to manage them no matter which person leaves. Manual intervention and repetitive tasks should be automated, and our workflow should become predictable. Also, for automation, we should not depend on human accounts. And like I said, secrets should be just a secret, and you can use a central secret store. Now we are going to switch over to a demo, and you'll see how you can use a Logic app and Microsoft Teams to create automation and response and even solve it right from Teams. So let's start a demo. I hope that somebody... This is the Tailwind Traders Teams environment. Now, what will happen is if an alert fires, it will tag the designated responsible individual, short DRI, and it will be mentioned, as you can see right now, and you can look at the notification. And here's the alert with all the details. Now, the DRI can check the status of the website, and this will be all managed by Logic Apps. So it's going to ask a question to the bot, and it will say, okay, the status of the website is degraded. Yep. So we are going to check the configuration. Now for this, we also will not leave the app. We will just ask to check the settings to our Logic App, and the Logic App will look at the settings, and it looks okay. So what do you do? There's an error. Settings are good. Well, let's first try a restart. So dear Tailbot. And it restarted the website, and that seems all a-okay. So we've received an alert, we've investigated the problem, and we solved it without leaving the app. So is this magic? No. Let's try to create a Logic App, pretty much like the example we've seen right now. So we will call it restarter. Then we will review. Now it's important to notice the resource group and the location and the subscription. These all need to be the right ones. Otherwise, you will not able to reach your services. You might want to monitor and you might want to perform actions on. Okay, let's open up the designer. There's a few example and starting templates you can use, but we are not going to do that. For the sake of this demo, we are going to use a blank Logic App and just start from scratch. Okay, the trigger will be coming from Teams. So there will be a message and we will respond to that message. So first we select the right team. That's the DRI team, the designated responsible team. And we are going to choose the right channel for this. And as you can see, it's now set for 3 minutes. Time is money for this company, so we'll make that 5 seconds. So every 5 seconds, it will check for new messages. Okay, let's move on to the next step. Now we are going to need a variable to put in our message. So let us create a variable, and we are going to name that one reply, and the type that will be a string, because we want to be able to put in a message. Okay, now we need to listen to the right keyword to start. So we will use Tailbot for that one, just like in the example you've seen earlier. There you go, we will look at a message body, and it should start with Tailbot. Now, if it does not start with Tailbot, we don't want to do anything. Those can just be messages addressed to about anyone in that channel. But if it does start, so if it is true, we can add an action there. Now, we need to make sure, first thing, that we can mention the right individual, so the person actually calling Tailbot. That person should be mentioned, so we are going to add that. There you go. And we're moving on to the next action. So the next thing is, of course, looking at the command. So we are going to check the body content again, but now we are going to look for a specific command. This command is restart the web frontend, and it can be anywhere in the message. Now, if this is true, we actually want to use the app service and restart our service. So we go to app service, and well, there it is, restart web app. So we're going to click that one, making sure that we are signed in with a service principal. Now, you noticed in our previous talks, it is not wise to use human accounts. So we are going to work with service principal. We are going to put in all the details to make that work. And there you go. Now the question is, which app service do we want to restart? We're going to select the right subscription, the right resource group, and the right web app. Now, we need to set the variable for the reply, and we are going to put in our reply message here with the mention. Now, if this is false, the command is not recognized, we do want to send some reply, and we want to notify the person that this question is not recognized. So let's update that one, and there we go. Now we will post a message to the channel as a reply on the message. So this is the actual reply we will be sending out underneath the initial questions which is being asked. So let's test it immediately. So put in the question, could you restart the web front end? Okay, go, go, go. So we press enter and Tillbot is now working. Thinking back on the app, first, it'll pull every 5 seconds. It will see that there's a new message. It will check for a message starting with Tillbot. We have supplied that message. Then it will look for the command, restart the web frontend, which is anywhere in this message. And then it will execute and, if the command is recognized, restart the web service. So let's see. And as expected, this all happened. The service was restarted. And this is a great example of how you can use all these tooling available to you to notify, to make sure that you would not leave the app. This is like the buzzword is ChatOps. Well, this is it. So this will solve a lot of problems, and it will also make it more easy for about anybody to interact with the services and to solve some common problems. Now, we've covered quite a few things. We've talked about, you know, it's important to have those designated responsible people so that if there's any problem, at least somebody knows that the person is responsible upon acting on some failures, right? And the next thing is we discussed, we can't rely on magic people. Remember that engineer that moved on? You do not want to rely on that person being there or that account being there. We also covered that we need to put our secrets and our passwords in a place where it's centrally managed. Or we need to rely on service principal or service accounts. Okay. The last thing is tooling over tasks. Automate anything you can. Like literally, if you want to, you know, have to do repetitive things or stuff needs human interaction and it's not necessary, just go and automate it. Either with the tooling, being supplied, in this case with Azure, or your third-party tooling you already know and love. But it is important to think about this and to make sure that you can, you know, do the operations in a way that it's responsible, so there's responsibility, in a way that you're also confident that if there is some calamity, that you will have the solution ready and your people know how to, you know, use that solution. And this concludes my talk. So thank you very much for joining me for this session. And like everything we talked and discussed on today, you can find more on Microsoft Learn.